Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to help you with your marketing, your online marketing. Today is speaking about online marketing with Mr. Jason. Mr. Jason, how do you say it? It's Dulé, correct? Make sure I say it right.
Yes, Dulé, that's right.
I'm not trying to get myself beat up. Anyway, Mr. Jason Dulé is the founder and, we'll say, the president of ABC Web Consulting. Jason brings value to his customers as the founder and owner of ABC Web and Consulting and local online marketing agency that helps small businesses use the Internet to get more business. Jason first got into online marketing when he built his first website. That was over 10 years ago, and he's been running like nobody's business ever since, bringing great quality information and substance to his clients, helping them to market their business, build their brand, and also, again, capitalize on all of those people out there that need their particular products and services. So with that said, I know that didn't even come close to doing your massive experience or your passion working with small to medium-sized businesses. But anyway, Jason, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Zurian. How about you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. Ladies and gentlemen, I had the opportunity to actually meet Jason at a networking event where he was kind of dazzling people with his knowledge. So we brought Jason to you today so that he could share a little bit of that knowledge with you, and maybe you can see how you can use his services. So with that, Jason, could you tell us a little bit about you?
Definitely. And you mentioned that I started my first website more than 10 years ago. It was 16 years ago, to be exact, back in 1998. That's when I started my first website. And I've always loved online marketing. It's just something that's so exciting. The world, it changes so frequently that I have to constantly be on my toes, constantly be studying and learning just to keep up. And I love that level of energy. I know a lot of people just want to sit back and relax, but I'm not one of those people. I like the ever-changing world of the Internet. And what I really like doing is helping out small businesses. It just feels good to help out other people. And this is something I know really well. So when I talk to a small business, they're usually overwhelmed with online marketing. You know, there's so many possible venues. You've got a website, you've got search engine optimization, you've got Google Ads, you've got Facebook Ads, you've got social media marketing, which is Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, you've got blogs, you've got newsletters. There's just so much that these business owners, small and medium business owners, don't know where to start. And that's when I come in. That's when I sit down with them, help them figure out a plan on how to best get customers online, get conversions online within their budget and within their industry. And that's what I really love doing.
Wow. Wow. I know that it's a very confusing landscape out there, especially with business owners, and most business owners are just so busy, you know, trying to get business and trying to run their business, you know, the logistics of the whole thing. They do need someone like you that can come in and help them to reach their target, reach the people, not their target, reach the potential clients that they have out there that want to do business with them. So with that, could you tell
Definitely.
Us a little bit about your company?
Sure. We do mostly search engine optimization, AdWords, social media marketing, the whole online marketing package. What I mentioned earlier is we sit down with the clients and help them figure it out. So we have expertise in those areas. We also do things like web design and dabble into we have some writers who come up with a content strategy to reach out. But one of the things I want to talk to your listeners about today is basically the different aspects of online marketing, just to break it down for them. And if you have any questions or any listeners have any questions, I'd love to answer them because the reason I'm here today is to educate people.
Roger that. We appreciate that. So you're going to tell us how to search and what kinds of search queries there are?
Definitely. So search engines, and Google owns 87% of the search engine market, so we'll refer to Google a lot. Google wants to provide you with the most relevant and high-quality results for your search. So if you type in how to fry an egg, Google will not want to give you results about trying to sell you eggs. It won't give you results about frying pans. It wants to give you an exact article about how to fry an egg. It has to be something relevant to you. And they're very good at this. They have all these studies. Every day they're testing something new. Every time you click something, they know that, and they collate all this data to give you better search results. In fact, they've categorized all searches into three basic types. They're informational searches. For if you're looking about how to fry an egg, that's an informational search. There are navigational searches, which if you're looking, say you're looking for a specific website, that's a navigational search. And the third category is a transactional search. So if you're looking to buy eggs, that would be a transactional search. And Google, this is the first thing that the search engine tries to determine before it gives you the results or for it to find out what results to give you. As a business, you'd want to come up in as many searches as possible that are relevant to you. So it's important to understand what people are searching for. And I help my clients figure this out. I help them figure out if people are looking how to fry eggs, we find out how many people are doing that, how many people want to buy frying pans, and so on as an example. When you type in the search query, when you search, there's a specific format, and it's in the pictures that are rotating over there. It's one of the pictures there. You find the search engine results page, and the search engine result page usually comes up on top with three ads, and then you have three organic results, then seven local results if there's a local business, and then seven more organic results. And these are a little bit of technical terms over there, but we'll go over it really quickly.
Okay.
Now, the organic and local results, these are the websites that come up, and you don't, contrary to popular belief, you don't have to pay Google to come up in the search engines. But what companies do is they pay SEO agencies like my agency to optimize their sites to come up in the search results, for Google to find them relevant to the people's searches. And what I help companies figure out is I help them figure out the way, the correct words that people are searching for, and helping Google pick up the websites. And there's so many different factors. There are over 200 factors that help determine the search engine ranking. And don't worry, we won't go over each and every one of the 200. I know that we don't have time for that. But there are a few I do want to mention. And once again, feel free to ask any questions anytime if you have any. And the first one I want to mention is on-page optimization. And what this means is that is the coding in the website itself. Google has a hard has a hard time understanding a lot of the older websites.
Okay.
It has a hard time picking up the terms on the different pages because they're using old standards. If you imagine a book, Zurian, imagine a book with no cover, title, no chapter titles, no table of contents, you wouldn't be able to tell what the book's about, right?
Correct.
Yeah, without flipping through the pages, and then you have a hard time because you have to understand what each, you know, what the sentence is about. Right away, you wouldn't pick it up. And a lot of websites look like this to Google. They're like a book with no titles, no cover, no chapters. One thing I help clients do is I help them indicate on their website and tell Google that, hey, Google, this is the title of the website, or this is the title of the book, this is the title of the website, these are the chapter titles, so that when Google sees the website, it knows under what specific search terms to rank it or categorize it under.
Okay.
Another factor in search engine optimization, the second one, is what we call off-page optimization. And this is the equivalent of word of mouth in real life. You know, word of mouth is very strong, even until now, even in the age of the Internet. Word of mouth is very strong. So off-page optimization is something like this. It's translated online. It's other websites mentioning your website or mentioning your company. And the more credible the website mentioning you, the more credible your website looks in Google's eyes as well. For example, if you get mentioned on CNN.com, if your blog gets mentioned on CNN.com, that would make your website look very authoritative in Google's eyes versus some random website that nobody knows about mentions you. Google will say, okay, I don't know this guy. This guy doesn't have credibility with me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The next factor is location, and this is becoming a bigger factor nowadays. This is something very new, especially with mobile phones nowadays. For example, if you type in plumber or flower shop, Google knows to provide you results that are near you. If you live in Washington, D.C., and you type in plumber, you don't even have to type plumber Washington, D.C. Just type in the word plumber, and Google knows you're in Washington, D.C. It'll even be able to tell that you're on, let's say, K Street, and you're looking for plumbers within that area. And this is something that's becoming more and more relevant as time goes by. Google's finding out that, hey, these people want companies that are close to them. They don't want a plumber in San Francisco there in D.C., they want a plumber in D.C. So this is becoming a much bigger factor nowadays.
Global positioning, huh?
Yep, global positioning. It's scary nowadays. You hear about the NSA being able to track you and all these privacy concerns, and Google's doing it as well. Facebook is doing it. Well, Google's trying to be a good guy here. They're saying, we're only doing it to help you. So the ads they show you, the search results they show you, are more convenient for you. So there's a good side to all this tracking stuff.
Okay, very cool. So does that help with your? So does that also work in the areas of, like, say, the quality of your score? You know, all of that stuff.
The quality score is, that's a term used when we're talking about AdWords, and I'll get to that in a bit. Just some things to take note. If anybody's thinking about hiring an SEO company, there are some very important things I want them to take note of. First of all, there are no such things as guarantees. And you'll see this a lot online. We guarantee you we'll put you on the first page, or we'll give you the number one result in Google within 90 days. But if you think about it, if you're a roofer and there are 100 other roofers in your area, there can't be 100 number one spots.
Right.
So that's a very misleading claim, yeah, and I've seen that so many times. But there are no guarantees in SEO. You should let the the agency or the company's work speak for itself. They don't need to promise you anything. And the second thing to take note of is that when a company does work, make sure they're doing work on your website, not on a dummy website. Because what some companies do is say, oh, you want to rank for, let's say, pest control in Fairfax. What they'll do is they'll create a separate website from your own, and that will rank for pest control Fairfax. The problem is you end up getting married to that company because you can't stop paying them. The moment you stop paying them, they delete the website and it's gone, and you're left with nothing. So make sure they're doing work on your own website. That way, it's your own brand that's being improved, and if ever something happens down the line, then you still get the benefits of what happens of the search engine optimization.
Yeah, that's huge.
Another thing, yeah, it is huge, and a lot of companies are doing this. I just find it disgusting, in my opinion, because they're blackmailing companies and say, oh, you want to cancel with us? All your benefits are gone.
Plus I know on some sites you lose all of your, if you had pictures or any of that stuff, it's pretty much gone, or because of the way that the code's written, it's not transferable.
Exactly, and a lot of people do this to hold on to their clients. I believe that if you provide quality service, then that's what will keep your clients, not blackmailing them.
Roger that.
The other thing to take note of, the last thing to take note of when hiring an SEO company is be careful that they're following the Google guidelines, the Google Webmaster guidelines. A lot of companies, they try to cheat the search engines. They try to trick the search engines into ranking them, even though they shouldn't be ranked high. And Google's getting very good at catching these companies. And if you get caught, you can get blacklisted from Google. Your website could appear on page 10 of the search results where nobody goes to. So you just have to be very careful in the company you choose, because they could be doing tactics that are against the guidelines. Even big companies aren't exempt to this. For example, BMW Germany got blacklisted from Google a couple of years back because they were going against the guidelines. JCPenney got heavily penalized by Google because they broke the rules. So you just have to be very careful. The other kinds of results on the search engine page are what we call ads, Google AdWords. In the picture, I don't know if you see the picture, it's with the green arrows. It's pointing to the Google AdWords. But usually there are three on top, and they're highlighted in a kind of a peach background or brownish background, so you can tell that they're ads. Also, 10 on the right side. Those are all ads. And with AdWords, what happens here is that companies are paying Google to appear in the search results for certain keywords using what we call a pay-per-click bidding system. For example, if you search for pink shoes, you'll see a number of ads appear for that query. How
right.
Google determines who goes on top depends on the company's bid. For example, if we have three companies, company A, B, and C, company A bid says, I can pay up to $1 for every time somebody clicks on the ad. Company B says, I pay up to $2, and company C says, I pay up to $10. This will determine the ranking order. Company C will appear on top, and they pay something like $2.20. Company B will appear next and pay $2, and company A will appear next with $1 per click. And one thing you have to take note of is that this is per click. Depending on the industry and the keywords you're talking about, these ads can go as low as around 10 cents per click to as high as around $100+ per click. So
wow.
You have to be very careful. Yeah, it does get very expensive depending on the industry. So you have to be very careful when you're doing this. What some companies do is they throw money at AdWords. They do it on their own without doing any research. They just think that they throw money at it and it will grow. That's their concept. And when it doesn't work, they say, you know what, AdWords does not work. It's because they weren't doing it properly. You have to do research before investing money in the platform. And if you do research, then that helps you create a successful ad campaign, which can generate customers online.
Wow.
Some other things to take note about when it comes to AdWords are what you mentioned. You mentioned quality score. And what this is quality score and localization. These are two ways that the smaller companies can compete with the bigger companies. Because the bigger companies, they obviously have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in their budget. And if we're talking about small, medium companies, maybe they've got several hundreds or maybe $1,000 in their ad budget. But how they can compete is with this, what we call a quality score. And a quality score is a way that Google tries to level the playing field. So if you're searching for yoga massage Fairfax, what Google does is it looks at your website and it looks and it checks, okay, does it really have the word Fairfax in it? Versus another company that's just a huge yoga studio that doesn't have the word Fairfax, they cover the whole Eastern USA. Your company would have a lower cost. Google would give you, let's say, a discount because you're more relevant to the search term than the bigger company is. So including local terms and even targeting locally is a way to bring down the cost, because you can target down to a city level, the specific city or specific states you want to target, versus a company that's targeting the whole United States. They'd have to pay a higher price versus you who's targeting on the city level because yours is more specific. So Google tries to level the playing field in this manner. So if you have if you have any businesses that want to go into AdWords, these are things that they should take note of.
Roger that. Could you do me a favor? Could you tell everybody that might want to get in touch with you or learn more about your services, your company, or you, how they could get in touch with you?
Sure. My website is abcwebconsulting.com, just one word, abcwebconsulting.com, and they can shoot me an email at jason@abc-wc.com. That's my email address. And my phone number is 571-308-6718.
Roger that. Thank you. Could you tell us a little bit more? Let's get back to the next subject. I want to try to cover as much as possible.
Yeah, I noticed we've got 7 minutes left, so I'll try to go over this. We just have a few more things to talk about left. One thing I want to talk about is social media. Social media is all the buzz nowadays. So many people are saying it's the future, that you have to invest everything in social media. And I kind of agree. I say that social media is becoming more and more important. People really like social media. They like, say, getting in touch with their friends. But it's not the magic solution that a lot of companies or a lot of people say it is. Social is important to maintain relationships with customers and communicate with your customers. But for most small businesses, you don't want to talk about you'll be posting on social media every day. If you're an accountant, for example, you don't want to talk about the different standards of accounting every day. People don't want to deal with that. They want to see pictures of babies and kittens. They don't want to deal with the different methods of depreciation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the problem is now with social media is a lot of companies don't get it. They try to sell directly in social media. And I always tell my clients, you're not supposed to sell when it comes to newsletters, when it comes to social media, when it comes to your blog, pretty much anything online nowadays. you don't do a direct sell. A lot of companies treat it like traditional marketing, like TV ads or radio ads or magazine ads, where you're selling something directly to a customer or to a reader, but that doesn't work online. People want information. People are online because they want to read something that they're interested in, something that's relevant to them. So you don't want to bombard them and say, "Oh, buy from me now." And I see this a lot of time on my Facebook wall, just a bunch of different companies or a bunch of different business owners saying, "Hey, do you need new flowers? Buy from our shop. Do you need new clothes? Buy here." And that's not how you should do it, because people hate that. People tune that out. What companies should be doing with social media is creating relationships and creating content that people like to read, like to share, like to comment on. Facebook is, of course, the leader in social media, so we're going to focus on that. But the way Facebook works more recently is that they found out that the wall has been spammed with all these different companies. So what they have done recently is they're only sharing content that they're sharing more content that people comment on, that like, or that share themselves. So if you as a company keep on posting content that nobody likes, nobody's clicking on like, nobody's commenting on, and nobody's sharing, nobody's going to see it. It's all about, once again, creating valuable content, creating fun content. If your business isn't something that's fun, you have to find a way for it to be interesting or something that can be made fun.
So you have to have common points of interest on your site.
That's right. It has to be
EPI.
Something that, yeah, yeah, exactly. And there are you can use infographics, you can use pictures, and these are things people are using nowadays. You'll see pictures of kittens with random quotes on them, and people like seeing these. People go to social media because they want to have fun. And people are shallow. I'm shallow. I like seeing pictures of babies, pictures of puppies and kittens. And that's something I share. But you'd want to, of course, try to keep it relevant to your business as well.
Understood.
Now, one thing that companies have to understand is that unless you're in an industry with absolutely no competition, you're probably going to have at least 100 other companies competing with you in your area. In the age of the Internet and in the age of social, it's no longer about who has the biggest ad space or who has the prettiest models or the longer time on TV. It's about people who can trust companies in this day and age. It's about building that trust. And trust can be established by connecting with customers, using social, responding to questions online, to queries, to message boards. It can also be built by establishing yourself as an authority for a certain topic. And so if people think of you as the expert for, let's say, making coffee in the Northern Virginia area, then they'll always turn to your company if they need coffee made. And you'd always want to make sure that you provide enough value for people to talk about you online. Reviews are becoming a bigger factor nowadays. More than 90% of people trust online reviews just as much as word of mouth. So you'd want to be able to generate good reviews to provide enough value so that clients will review you online, because this is, I've seen the conversion rates of clients who've had no reviews versus a client who's had 5 reviews, and they're just astronomically different.
Wow, that's very huge.
Yep, and those are the main points I want to cover. There's so much more I'd love to talk about, but I know we don't have time. But once again, anybody can get in touch with me if they have any questions about online marketing. I give free initial consultations, which I love to do for companies.
Outstanding. Well, could you one more time give everybody your contact information, please?
Once again, my name is Jason Dulé with ABC Web Consulting. You can go to abcwebconsulting.com. My phone number is 571-308-6718, and you can also email me, jason@abc-wc.com.
Outstanding. I'm going to let you give me a closing quote, but I want to say something before that. You know, you were talking about the fact that, you know, social media isn't it, and I have to agree with you. 2 months ago, I was talking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and chairman of BNI, and he was telling people that, you know, word-of-mouth marketing and social media and internet marketing have to be worked together. You know, that there's no one fix. Yeah, no one fix meets all. And, you know, we had a really long conversation talking about the fact that it's not an either-or, it's an and, you know, for your networking and your social media networking and internet marketing and all of that stuff. He said it's not a either-or, it's both together. So with that, Jason, could you give us the closing quote, the last thing you'd like to say to everybody, and we will sign out.
So my closing quote is, half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The problem is I don't know which half. That's a famous quote, and when it comes to online, you can find out which half is working, which half isn't.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show, and it looks like we'll have to have another show so that we can have a part two to this so that you can continue and give the listeners more information. We're at 40,000, so
definitely.
I know that there's people out there that have questions, but just probably aren't asking them at the moment. But whether you're listening live or you're listening to the archives, ladies and gentlemen, Jason has given his information. It is also posted on the site. Please reach out and get your questions answered. Get your free consultation. You know, get somebody that's going to help you to meet your goals because, again, none of us are in business, you know, to not make money and to not grow our brand and to not help as many people as we can, because that's the goal for most entrepreneurs. It's not just about the money. And Jason, it's clearly not just about the money for you.
That's right.
Roger that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jason, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we had Mr. Jason Dulé of ABC Web Consulting, and he gave his information, but just in case you didn't get it, it's 571-308-6718. His email is jason@abc-wc.com, and his website is abcwebconsulting.com. And again, Jason, again, is with ABC Web Consulting and definitely somebody that wants to help you. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. Thanks for stopping by. If you believe that this show is of value, please share it with someone that you know it can help. And also remember that if you are not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. We wish you and yours much success. Take care.